it's Glenn Losanto speaking to Bill Borman at the end of the True London event in February 2011. Bill, I've had a great time. How's it been for you, darling?
How's it been for me, darling? Well, Mr. Pirate, it's been, as it always is with True, you know, it gets a bit frantic at times.
Chaotic,
and it needs to have a certain amount of chaos of changing things. But
yeah, because it's fun.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun, and I think there's certain things... there's not an enormous amount I'd change, and that's always a good... You know, normally I'm going home thinking, I'd change this, I'd change that, that speaker wasn't quite right, disappointed with that. And while I've got, as always, a few things we could sharpen up on, I think with about ninth event in, it's taken nine events to get there, but ninth event in, I think we've got the formula about right.
Yeah, I reckon you've pretty nailed it. I think that the unconference formula helps people to relax, and most importantly for a social event, it actually helps them to interact with each other, engage with each other, rather than just stand there being PowerPointed to death. There's really lively discussions. I mean, I haven't been to a single track where at least 10 people have spoken.
Yeah, which is that's fantastic. I think the other thing which is really important is the connections that you make. We know this from the past, from events, the connections that you make are deep. And the other thing which I think is reasonably unique about this event is they're global, you know, 14 yeah. countries. And
yeah.
And for me, the thing I really, really enjoy about these events is you can have the likes of China Gorman, John Summerser, and so on, who are giant, Laurie Russellman, who are giants in the States.
Mm.
And as a result, as bloggers and so on, really people I think we sometimes aspire to, but
be like,
almost
yeah.
untouchable.
Yeah.
And for them... they've actually really enjoyed it as well. China Gorman, that was the head of Sherman's, been able to come over and be China Gorman.
Yeah, real people.
And not the person who I am expected in a good way. And I think all of that, for everyone, and then we've got a guy from Australia, Damon Clunes, who's 20 and starting out in HR, and he can sit down with Kevin Wheeler, John Sumser, with Matt Alder from the UK, Andy Hedworth, people who really know their stuff, and just for him. And they're really interested. The highlight for me, though, I've got to say, in terms of this is the first time we've come away with an outcome from an event, which came from the blogger Peter Gold from Higher Strategies, and that's been when we had, which was something different. We brought the students in, seven students from
Middlesex
University, with their employability officer, who's Wendy Jacob, who's someone we know from the community and a recruiter, and the outcome of that was the social media, the social recruiting leaders, if you like, thought leaders for want of a better term, we're all adopting one in terms of saying, right, okay, we'll help you, we'll sort out your LinkedIn profile, we'll do stuff like that. But more importantly, and this was an idea driven entirely by Peter Gold and entirely in a session, which is kind of nice, you know,
natural,
it was natural. It was, Peter just said, I've heard enough, this is what I'm going to do, I'm going to adopt one, and I think you all should do the same. You know, and we're going to sort out their LinkedIn profiles, their CVs, how they apply for jobs, and really take responsibility for taking one.
So do we have a hashtag for this recruit, graduate
We will have a hashtag.
Mentoring.
We will have a hashtag, which will be True Grads. We're also having a website, because we have four companies come along and say, we'll put some money into that and build you a website.
So something tangible, then?
Tangible, but even from that one idea of I'll mentor one, and then somebody else said, well, I'll do... And I think that for all of us, we talk a lot about it, and sometimes it's a bit cliched, a bit wooden, but the giving it back and saying, okay, here's some people who could... It's not a red brick university, it's not Oxford, it's not Cambridge, it's Middlesex, and I thought the graduates did a great job. The highlight for me, really, among all the great tracks, was that, because they actually really showed what it was like to be a graduate.
So an all-round success. And we trended.
Outstanding.
True London and trended.
I really want to thank Martin Cousins and, of course, Losanto the Pirate, who is a true friend always.
Thank you, Bill.